The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Hi, this is Heidi Pratt. We are in Crested View, Colorado right now, which is very exciting. It's like my dream birthday vacation. We went to Denver for 2 days to see my other family and Spencer and the gym show. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And then we flew to Crested Butte, which has been unbelievable, on my birthday. And we rented this awesome dream house. And it's just been amazing. The fall leaves are gorgeous. I always grew up, obviously, in the fall here for my birthday. So it's so nice to come back and have all those great memories come back and bringing Gunner here. We went on a hike yesterday and sat him in the leaves and literally his favorite new toy and like the dirt and the sticks, and it was unbelievable. So I'm in heaven over here having the best time. We have a few more days here, and then we'll be headed to Aspen and see my dad there, and then we are headed back home, and then we have a lot of exciting work things when we get back. So when we get back, we'll have to put the pedal to the metal and grind. But right now, I'm going to enjoy being right here. And yeah, it's been unbelievable. How's your trip, Spencer? Just like mine, right?
Yeah, I got to be very careful so my mom doesn't say I'm a crybaby, because she already DM'd me that I was being a crybaby. I just traveling and carrying all the bags and strollers, and, you know, I'm not complaining. I love it. It's such a blessing.
What do you say? I hate being an adult. I'm a real adult.
Yeah, I definitely am now officially an adult. You know, you got to carry all your own stuff. It's like, where's my mommy to carry everything? JK, I'm not a crybaby mom. Shh, leave me alone. But yeah. We went to the gem show. I loaded up on raw materials for my wizard to carve for PrideHeadedCrystals.com. It's a lot of fun, you know, because not only do I love crystals, but you feel like such a businessman when you're like negotiating prices on kilos and leaving and then coming back, because they're, you know, everyone's playing, you know, hard to get, like, oh, this is as low as I go. And then you leave and then they message you. It's like, okay, I'll go down to 80 cents a kilo or a gram for a kilo, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, really excited about all the citrine I got.
Except the one that Gunner lost, that I lost, whatever it was. So he found like his favorite piece of citrine. Gunner did out of the whole thing. And we're like, great, we'll keep this for him. We went to my birthday dinner and it's my birthday, okay? I definitely had a glass of wine. And a lot of things going on, juggling a crybaby in a fine dining restaurant. So somehow we lost the citrine. It was very upsetting. But at least we didn't lose the Gucci shoe, because the waiter ran after us and was like, wait, you forgot your shoe. And I was like, oh, no, sorry, Spencer, I have the Gucci shoe.
So, yes, I spent about an hour and a half in the pitch black with the iPhone light searching Crested Butte dirt for a citrine crystal that was Gunner's favorite.
And you put a search party on it.
I definitely recruited the restaurant staff. I mean, they volunteered. I said they didn't have to, but please help me. We never found it. So Heidi's convinced that the crystal is staying here in Crested Butte to manifest our future dream home for when we're rich and famous again. We're going to invest in property.
That's right. We're going to get our dream home here. And so that crystal is working for us. It is making that citrine Crested Butte dream come true.
Whoa, rhyming here. I wish everybody listening could see Heidi running around this rental house with her monitor from home. I hope one day we're on reality TV again so people can really see. I mean, like the hills, but we're not confirmed freaking stars. But speaking of confirmed stars, even though no one's supposed to confirm it, is what I had read. Announcement in Hollywood Reporter says that Brody Jenner, the star of The Princess of Malibu, check that out on YouTube if you've never seen it, a brilliant genius, created it and executive produced it.
And he's also very handsome.
Oh, he's married an angel. But so I refollowed Brody and his wife, Kaylin, on Instagram. I don't even think they noticed I unfollowed them, but
until you told them,
until I texted them and made sure they knew I followed you back. But I told them, I'm very emotional, mom. I'm not a crybaby. I'm the HSP. And I couldn't watch their stories because I know how amazing their lives are. And imagine that not being on the new season of The Hills made me very angry and upset. I mean, not angry. That's a hard word. Angry. So hopefully they don't use any interviews that may or may not have happened when I wasn't following them. It's all good. We're cool now.
That's so funny. I know you with the unfollow and follow. Spencer's, yeah. So anyways, that would be really good if they do that or it gets confirmed. Yeah, that's exciting. And Gunner's birthday is coming up. So I'm just starting to plan that, which is really challenging from here. It's hard to rent stuff. It's like, oh my gosh, how do you know what it looks like? And where do you do it? And gosh, it's a lot for a first birthday. There's no pressure or anything. So I don't know. Need to start figuring that out.
I told Heidi we should go to the Hotel Bel Air because that's where we go every Friday after the podcast. And so we reached out and they said, absolutely, we could have Gunner's party. We just need to spend $7,000 to rent the grass, $70,000 for the food and catering, and rent the 4 bungalow suites that look out onto the grass for minimum 2 nights. So we're going to hold that birthday off. Tell Rich and Famous, coming up 2019 probably. So we're looking at a park now. Nice free park. But we are going to have a world famous pop star, singer, alternative rock also, I feel like. Morgan Saint is going to do a stripped down version of her album.
Stripped down.
Heidi and strippers. Oh my, duh, Heidi.
Some people might not know what stripped down means.
For our non-music people, that means like just like an acoustic set.
Raw,
just like not a full band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her clothes will be on for a one-year-old birthday party. Yeah. Yes, Heidi, thanks for clarifying that to our listeners. Speaking of strippers, Heidi got very emotional the other day when I jokingly said that.
You weren't joking.
Well, you know how much I love that house. It's the most expensive house in the United States.
Okay, keep going.
So it was the biggest house in the United States in Bel Air was hosting a private party that my good friend Utzinger was throwing. And Heidi said that there's going to be naked girls everywhere, which there weren't. It looked like a very classy affair.
No, I saw girls definitely look basically naked.
They were. Do you consider like a bathing suit basically naked now?
Yeah, at a party, that's only covering a few bits and pieces.
So, as you can tell, I did not go to the party at this person's house. So,
well, it's just kind of like, what are you trying to get into? Is that the scene you want to be in? You know, you're a married man. I don't think it's quite appropriate. I feel like
there was lots of married people at that party, Heidi. Okay. Let's not judge the attendees.
I'm not judging anyone. I'm saying for our marriage, that is so sacred to us that I don't think it would be appropriate, in my opinion, for you to be with all these single guys at this
party. When did they become single? That's one. There was hundreds of people at that party.
Okay.
Celebrities, lots of celebrities.
Yeah, but just because there's lots of celebrities there doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it the right place to be at.
I didn't see any photos or video that made it look. In your imagination, I saw. I understand why you wouldn't want me there, but in reality, it didn't make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. You forget I also am a content creator.
Yeah, there's lots of content. You could also go to a circus.
Oh, Heidi, no one wants to watch a circus. They want to see Bel Air freaking $80 million houses with lights and wild animals. And
well, they're just going to have to watch YouTube.
I don't think anyone got any clips. You know how good I am at getting the shot, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. So I didn't go to the party. It wasn't appropriate. Just, okay. Yeah. It's not where a married man should be, obviously.
Obviously. We're going to keep that marriage strong.
I'm not worried about our marriage.
I'm not either.
Strong,
so. Me either. So I don't want any devil's lair temptation coming in. Kind of
I'm not
throw
weak,
you up
Heidi.
Against
I'm
the wall. You don't know what these demons will do. Put you under a spell.
I don't think any demons are trying to throw me up against walls, Heidi. I am a non-famous, non-rich person at this party. I'm pretty sure those demons you're concerned with are going for rich, famous people.
No, they love Proud Daddy and Proud Daddy crystals. Trust me, they want your power.
I almost just spit water all over my brand new MacBook Pro. Yes.
I see all these hot, young influencers wearing Proud Daddy crystals around their
cleavage. And how much do you love it?
I love it.
And you're so thankful for it.
Yeah, I'm so thankful through the phone. keep a distance.
So speaking of a subject change, something I'm really excited about, we're just going to leave naked women combos too early for anyone listening on the way to work. So Haley Baldwin, who I love because Stephen Baldwin saved me in a Costa Rican river on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. You can check that out on YouTube. Yes, he helped me find Jesus. Well, he is now set for life because Haley and Justin, allegedly, but not allegedly, real facts, got married in a courthouse and there is no prenup and Justin is worth approximately $300 million.
I got the jills. They're multiplying.
Did you really?
That's the song. That's the grease. Yeah, but a courthouse? They didn't want a wedding?
I don't know why. I don't know. I'm sure they're having a wedding. I think it's just to like maybe show people like we're not playing.
Oh, and I know for us, we had to get like the legal document at the courthouse. So maybe that was it too.
Yeah, they did that before the, oh, do you have to do that before the wedding, I think, right? Yeah. Oh, so yeah.
Can't get married without that piece of paper. You didn't know, but I'll tell you what.
So.
Wow, that's so exciting. Yeah. Congrats, mm-hmm. Justin and Haley. Haley, we love you.
Speaking of a different Haley, if you follow hip hop, Eminem's daughter is named Haley, and another white rapper named Machine Gun Kelly said something about Eminem's daughter. So they're battling, and it's pretty embarrassing because I think white people rapping is just so funny. It's just like, oh,
what? Eminem is so good. Lose yourself to the music.
He's like a pop star.
The moment you want it, you better never let it go.
Oh my gosh. See?
There's... I am whoever you say I am. If there wasn't, why would I say I am? Papers? No one was ever there I am. I don't know. That's just the way I am.
If you can't tell, Heidi's first CD she actually ever owned was an Eminem CD.
It was one of the first. And I'm ashamed to admit I kind of stuck it by my mom when I was 12 years old, 13. It was explicit language. And she bought it for me because all I had was Christian albums. So she thought it was another Christian album and just bought it without thinking.
She thought an album named Eminem was a Christian singer?
He wasn't that big yet. I mean, like,
still that title. The new Christian
like
singer.
Third Day. I mean, there's all these like random
Eminem.
Eminem. Eminem loves the Lord. Eat up.
I need a little extra goofy this morning because usually she gets at least one hour of sleep.
1 hour is great. And then I'm like, oh, I only got 1 hour. It's like, oh my gosh, I was up like every 30, 40 minutes with Gunnar last night.
Heidi had a really hard thought about if she was going to start trying some last minute sleep training. And she has decided she's made it this far. She's going to stick to zombie life. Her exact quote is, I'm going to do this. And if I die, I die.
If I just die, you just read about me dying one day in sleep. That was it. Just couldn't last any longer. Well, what I was going to do is not really sleep training, but I was just going to stop nursing him at night or like try to get there slowly. But his teeth hurt so bad and I couldn't do that. I like tried to do it for 30 seconds and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so horrible. So anyways, we also met this really awesome older couple in on my birthday dinner and they have four kids and they said their first son was the exact same way. He never slept. And it was just, it's still his personality. So that's why we call him Gunner. We knew he's just ready to go. He's like gunning through the gates. But I was looking at photos the other day and of last year at this time. And I was on bed rest praying that he would stay in just for 3 more weeks. And the Lord answered that prayer. So
if you think about it, that's pretty funny. He didn't even want to sleep inside of you. So nothing's changed, really. He's like, you're like, no, go back to bed in the womb.
Yeah.
And he's like, nope, I'm awake. I'm coming out 3 weeks early.
Yeah, 3 weeks early. This kid was ready to go, fully developed, super healthy. So, and then I knew also when he started kicking at 11 p.m. at night, I'm like, oh, this is a night owl. Okay, so my next kid, I'm going to name something like Hope, Mercy, you know, something like that to get a little sleep mercy. But he
No, we're definitely not, but that's cute.
Well, let's see what we name him or her. So we're going to start trying next December. Then they'll be 3 years apart. So anyways, it's a ways away, but I'm hoping that kid sleeps or else I'm really in for it.
Before we keep going, let's talk about Gunner's favorite new toy. And I'm not kidding. I stood in front of this toy for about a half an hour while he pulled on them, kicked and screamed, and nothing broke, and he had so much fun. And you're not even going to believe what this toy is. Yes, it is blinds galore. Yes, I'm not kidding. Gunner loves blinds. I'm not even kidding. He will just play with them. He thinks they're the funniest things ever. So even if you don't have a kid, maybe you'll want to play with them. So go to blindsgalore.com, the first place to buy custom window treatments online. And because of that, they know what they're doing. They've been doing this for over 20 years and have covered over 2 million windows and know exactly how to get you the right blinds at the right price. They make it easy. Blinds Galore does one thing, and they do it better than anyone. They create 100% custom window treatments. Built, yep, we know you love them, Gunner. Built to your exact measurements, down to every exact detail. These window treatments weren't lying around on a shelf somewhere. BlindsGalore.com's products are hand-built from scratch, delivered right to your door, and created just for your windows. Their expert team is happy to help you every step of the way, either online or over the phone. Plus, they have the industry's best guarantee. If you don't like your custom blinds or shades for any reason, wrong color, you measured wrong, or you don't like the style, you can exchange it for another, covering for free. Blinds Galore will even set you up with 15 free samples and free shipping on top of free expertise. It doesn't get better than that. Whether you need more privacy to sleep in or just to fix up a room, BlindsGalore.com has just what you're looking for. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home. Go check out BlindsGalore.com and let them know we sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com. And I was not kidding that this is Gunner's favorite new toy.
New to Podcast One, Amber Rose and Dr. Chris are asking all the hard-hitting questions.
One of the dudes says he's had sex with over 200 women, and I'm all, that's it?
Don't ask my number. I don't even know it.
Everything you need to know about relationships, self-empowerment, and taboos of sexuality.
And you say that all like it's bad.
You know, I always say if you're a girl and you wear socks and you have sex with someone, you don't respect them.
Don't miss the Amber Rose Show with Dr. Chris now on Podcast One.
They're like, what are we teaching our children? And I'm like, clearly they haven't listened to our show.
Make sure to stick around after this podcast to get the latest headlines from the AP News Minute.
But wow, just looking around this house, looking at the fall leaves, this is amazing. It's the best podcast we've ever done for me. Maybe not for you listeners, but for me, it's so nice. And my mom is one block away, so I literally just wake up and I'm like, hey, come over. And then she's at the door. It's like way too fun. And Gunner hates the car, so it's so freaking nice to just put him in the pack and walk somewhere and eliminate one of the worst parts of his life.
Who's life?
So that's great.
My life.
Of your life.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible. The car just makes nothing worth it. It's like, I'm not going. This is just sucks. So, poor thing. Just hates the car. But he loves the backpack. And we just walk to lunch, walk back. So, it's been really nice for him.
Yeah. Can't wait to drive to Aspen. Huh? Is that 5 hours?
Three.
Heidi, be honest.
Maybe three and a half.
Four minimum.
No.
If you drive with a baby for...
No, we made it last time in under three and a half. We timed it, remember?
I remember a nightmare.
Yeah, well, my father was sick. I gotta go see him.
Can't we have someone drive him to us?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Just hike over.
I'll book him a limo.
We can ask. It's my birthday. Cesar surprised me with the most gorgeous flowers and wine and this awesome vacation. So that also happened. That was amazing. Very thoughtful and sweet.
The hardest thing ever was being at the Denver Gem Show and not getting Heidi some ultra elite gemstones. I'm talking, yeah. But I knew she was going to be like, why did you buy these? We don't have the money for these. Ah.
Correct. Good
so
call.
I didn't. I told all the peeps, I'll be back. I'm going to buy all your gems real soon. I'm getting rich. I can feel it. You can feel it.
That's right. We're going to get rich and we're getting some dirt.
We're not getting dirt.
We're getting a house.
We're getting a castle.
Getting a castle. Crystal castle.
Next to Enya.
No. Next to Crest of View. Not next to Enya. And what else is going on? We're going on another hike today. I'm going on a hike. Going out, seeing these fall leaves.
Speaking of trending hot gossip going on, Julie Chen. She ended Big Brother the other night, and she usually says, I'm Julie Chen, good night, or whatever. And she said, I'm Julie Chen Moonves, good night. And so we'll see if she saw CBS in a week, because I have a feeling with everything that happened with her husband, that if I worked at CBS, I'll be like, okay, we need Julie Chen to leave now.
Wow. Yeah. Why would she do that?
To like make a point that she's standing by all these horrific allegations that what occurred with her husband?
Not sure that's the best move.
Yeah, huh. Well, he does have like $700 million, so I guess she's probably like, I'm going to stick with the bank. I mean, my husband. Yeah.
Maybe she's retiring too.
What else? Have we podcasted since Nicki Minaj and Cardi B got in a fight?
I don't think so.
I know it's maybe old news to some who are, you know, like me and have Google alerts for anybody famous. But for normal people, there was, I think it was at a Harper Bazaar party, New York Fashion Week. Cardi B approached Nicki Minaj to have some words about Nicki Minaj allegedly liking a photo that, of like a meme that implied Cardi B was a like bad mother, and supposedly an elbow kind of got popped into Cardi B's face by one of Nicki Minaj's security.
Dang.
Oh, she had a big old wallop on her.
No way.
So then,
where was her security?
They didn't get through Nicki's, and Nicki's quote of the year, I'm going to say it wrong, but she said something like, I'm staying right here, as in like, she wasn't leaving this wall. She was posted up. So then Cardi B threw her bloody shoe. Oh, that's just a reference to her hit song, Not Really Bloody. It was just a Louis Vuitton red bottom shoe. Oh. She threw it in Nicki Minaj's direction. So
what a waste of a shoe. Hope
and
she got
Nicki Minaj kept the shoe.
Oh, what a waste of a shoe.
Definitely a waste. And at the end of the day, in my opinion, they both – are losers in this situation, and Heidi is off. Don't slip down the stairs, honey. He's still fine. We're watching the monitor. I don't even think you needed to run downstairs. Oh, and I'm watching her enter the room. So, yeah, I think they both lost. When you're making millions of dollars and a star, you really should not be throwing shoes. It just is my thought. I know Cardi B is a very passionate woman, but just lose-lose there. Lose. So that went down. So Cardi B, Nicki, Hailey Baldwin. Oh my gosh, I know. Out of England, very tragic news. Celebrity Big Brother was canceled officially. That show really was traumatic for me, but was so powerful for my growth as a person, because I used to be a serious germ freak. And after you share a bathroom and a shower and a bedroom with 19 other people, other people, you know, you really, I just broke a lot of barriers I put up. And so I'm very thankful for that experience and the millions of dollars it gave us. So, yeah, very sad about Celebrity Big Brother. We're going to try to get Natalie Nunn on the podcast coming up, because she was on the last season here. If you don't know who Natalie Nunn is, she was on Bad Girls Club, and she's amazing. Oh, this is really important breaking news. If you didn't know, this is the breaking news section of the podcast I just created. Taco Bell actually won Best Mexican Food in the nation. So, hey, Taco Bell, time to sponsor the Makes Fighty Famous Again podcast now that you are making all this extra taco money. Heidi's back. I don't know what she's microwaving.
Tea. I'm trying to just get any kind of energy. I might have to go again, but oh, he's so sweet. He might have to nurse him. Here he goes.
This is a fascinating podcast. If you're still with us, bless your heart. This is not your normal everyday podcast where the hosts actually stay on the microphone. That would just be so basic, you know. On some tragic, sad news, I don't know if I'm supposed to discuss this, but it looks like my new favorite show on MTV is no longer going to be airing. I don't know why. I just noticed that it's no longer available on the DVR and it's been taken off MTV.com. Rest in peace, Pretty Little Mamas. There was a great 2 episodes and I will remember you. But thankfully, I'm still holding out hope and prayers that Siesta Key is coming back, which I'm pretty sure it is because I've seen a lot of the talent for the series featuring, Heidi, your microwave's up, but she's gone. Featuring some cameras in the backgrounds of their social media stories. So that's not on me to acknowledge that. That's, you know, so I'm not going to get in trouble, but I think it's coming back, which will be amazing. And obviously, I will be reviewing each episode for Cosmopolitan Magazine. Super blessed. Oh my gosh, I am very excited to announce I ordered the new iPhone Max, M-A-X, which is huge. I'm not excited to hold it because I do enjoy my iPhone 10 size so much, but, and you're like, why do you need that new iPhone? Hello, because I film myself all day long. I need the most updated technology to make sure I get the best shots of myself. Okay. When does the iOS 12 drop? That's the real question. Let's check. General software update. Nope, not available yet, people. Not available yet. I'm pretty glad, actually, that I was not at the barbecue championship, the American Royal in Kansas City. It looked like a lot of work. I'm talking way more work than I imagine. So I'm glad that Heidi's birthday and the gym show is at the same time. As much as I love my Traeger smoker, shout out Traeger. Why aren't you a sponsor of the podcast also? Hello. Yeah, that's too much work for Chef Brad Daddy. You know, I sent my sous chefs there. They did a great job. But we're probably going to have Matt Pittman, barbecue champ, cater Gunner's first birthday party because Gunner loves brisket, pretty much loves it as almost as much as pizza. I hear the footsteps of an angel, I think. Here she is. Okay, Chatterbox, let's tell you. You have so much to say to me all day long. Why don't you fill in our listeners' ears?
Are you joking or being serious?
I'm being serious. I feel like you always got an idea. About
I have to make plans.
Tell everyone all your plans.
Well, I have to make everyone with kids has to make plans. You have nap time here. What are you going to do here? What are you gonna do in between there? So obviously, I have lots of plans, and one plan I have today is a nice glass of wine. I'm freaking stressed out. This baby used to sleep a half an hour straight. At least I would get 2 half an hours. I mean, wow, wouldn't be too much to ask to get 1 hour straight like most kids. But I was like, okay, I'll take the 2 half an hours. But now he only sleeps. I can't even talk anymore. Sleeps 1 half an hour, and then the second half an hour, he just wants me to lay in bed and nurse him, which is getting a little challenging. So, I don't know. I've tried 1 nap. I've tried 2 naps. I've tried no naps. None of it really makes a difference for his night sleeping. So, it's just something he's going to have to read. And then I read this whole blog that actually I really like, and it was saying that sleeping through the night and sleeping well is a milestone, like walking and being able to eat solids. So I don't want to rush him because it says like his mind and his brain and his emotions all need to kind of come together for that. So I'm just going to go the more natural route with that. I think sleep training is great for other people and some people need that and some kids are great with that. But for Gunner and for Gunner, that's just not really. I think he's one of those kids that would just cry all night long, no matter what. So anyways, at least he's a happy baby. So yeah, I'm making plans, already making Christmas plans. We're going to be here for Christmas. Very exciting for that. Making fall plans or spring plans. I'll be here for spring. Making summer plans. We're going to be here for the summer. Actually, no, I have no idea what we're going to be doing. It seems like we're going to be very busy coming up. So we have a few little cameos that we're going to be doing and some shows coming up, which will be very exciting also on a few different networks. So those will be fun. And thankfully, I have Abby, our new assistant for Gunner. She's not Gunner's nanny because I'm going to be there most of the time, but she's a family assistant. Okay. I can emotionally deal with saying that. Which has been a big transformation for me. I mean, the looks I must have given her, I feel so sad. I like said to her, I'm so sorry if I look like crazy and then I'm going to attack you or something. She said, I'm very tired. And also it's not personal. I just don't want you with my baby. Like, I like you a lot and you're great, but I want to be holding him. So anyways, it's good for me. It's good for Gunner. It's good for everybody to kind of push us forward a little bit. But thank God I have her because we have all these projects coming up, and like one thing we are doing the day we get back, I wouldn't be able to tape this show. So, and it's not The Hills. I'm talking about something completely different. So this mom stuff, it's challenging, especially sharing your baby. I had this baby. I birthed him. I get to play with him. Spencer's about to do.
Oh, I missed it. It's 11:12. I missed it.
Do your cross out. That's funnier sometimes.
No, it's not funny.
I think it's
funny. It's not funny.
Spencer's a great Instagram. I'm sure you all follow.
This is actually my Snapchat.
This is a Snapchat. Spencer's a great Snapchat.
Yeah. Sure you all follow. If you don't follow it, you do it.
Yeah. So, Spencer, how excited are you for life?
Life is so freaking exciting. I would like to stop eating so much. That's pretty much my only thought. So I just have an eating condition.
Yeah, are you going to go work out today?
No, are you going to go
work out? Yeah, I work out every day, all day. It's called baby lifting. Carry him on my backpack, do some squats, go on a hike.
Yeah.
Got ready to go wait. In full effect, so we need to go out. We need to go hiking. We need to enjoy this beautiful Colorado day. Our time is limited here, so we need to make the best of it. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for wishing me happy birthday. Even if you didn't, thanks. It's been a great trip. So we will see you guys next week.
Oh, yeah. And do not forget to please give us 5 stars and to comment. It really helps to get us ads and ads big, and so we can keep having a professional producer named Steve on the other end that deals with us even when our Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Yeah, so make sure you check out other episodes. Make Steady famous again. Thank you, guys. Leave 5-star ratings. Great comments. See you next week. Bye.
Recently on The Producer's Guide.
Why are they letting you make these movies?
Check out Todd Garner's interviews with Rob Riggle.
Semper Fi is the Marine Corps motto. Semper Gumby should be the producer. Always flexible.
Marlon Wayans.
My dad's not funny. He's really annoying. My mom curses him out, and that's when we found out comedy.
And Eli Roth.
I liked 16 Candles and Ferris Bueller, but I was waiting for the nudity. I hated those movies. I thought it was the death of cinema.
The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Every Thursday on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Remember to rate and review.